Thank the Lord this morning for His love and His blessings. It's good to see each one that's here today. The message the Lord had given is entitled, If the Lord Will. And we are all facing a new year. And I am very thankful for the blessings of the past year. I know it's been a difficult year for a lot of people, physically and economically. And otherwise, there have been a lot of challenges that people have faced, but I am thankful that we can face a new year with expectations of a Lord that still loves us. He still cares for each one of us, and the Lord wants you to have a successful year. You believe that this morning? The Lord wants you to have a successful, good year in Him. I'd like to pick up right where Brother Randy left off in the book of James, in the fourth chapter. James chapter 14, James chapter 4, and we'll begin reading with verse 13. He said, Go to now, ye that say, Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. I hope that all of us have plans for this year. If you don't have any plans, you're probably too lazy. Is that too strong of a... Is that too strong? Do you know the Lord wants us to have plans and purposes and goals? Those are good things. The Lord wants us to have some things we plan to get done this year. So maybe whether it's in school or at home or on the job or in the congregation, the work of the Lord, He wants us to have some purposes and things to work towards. But here we have an illustration of some saying today or tomorrow, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to go and we're going to come and we're going to buy and we're going to sell. And James was reminding them that you do not know what tomorrow holds. And there's another message coming somewhere down the line, probably on the last goodbye. But do you know none of us know when we're going to say the last goodbye to one another? We do not know how long we're going to be on this earth. Life is uncertain. Life is very uncertain. And what James was reminding them of was, it's okay to have plans, but rather than just saying, this is what's going to happen, he said, don't forget it's all according to the will of God. If the Lord will, I'm going to do this afternoon. If the Lord will, I'm going to do that. Now I know that it has been a practice, and I say it probably more as I grow older because I realize things are so uncertain. But if the, you know, Lord willing, this is what we're going to do. We don't want that just to become almost a by phrase. Something that we just get used to saying if the Lord will, and it doesn't really mean anything. The reminder for us this morning is that we truly want to remember that our life is in the hands of God. And we want to make our plans and make our decisions according to the will of God. So if the Lord will, we're going to go and do this because He said your life is just like a vapor. Life is so uncertain. I know that some of us had plans for this last year that came to naught. It has been many, many, many years since I have not been able to travel to Africa. Last year, I was not able to travel. I was not able to do the work on the ground that I am called to do, where my heart is. I wasn't able to do that. You know, I have to submit and say, you know, that was the Lord's will. I know that maybe the Lord does not directly cause everything, but everything that happens, the Lord works it to accomplish His will and His purpose. And I've seen this year how the Lord has opened up doors that COVID opened up. And if it took COVID to reach souls, then I say, welcome COVID. This year, this next year that we're facing now, my prayer and desire would be that we wouldn't have to deal with that again. But at the same time, we know that the Lord can work in all kinds of circumstances, as difficult as they might be. So if the Lord will this morning in your life, can we put that little stamp on our plans? Can we do that this morning? Can we say that if the Lord will? Well, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And if the Lord does not will, we're going to submit to it. There was a Francis of Assisi. Some of you have heard that name probably. He was out hoeing his garden many, many years ago. Someone came up to him. They said, what would you do if suddenly you learned that you were going to die at sunset? What would you do? And he said, I would finish hoeing my garden. In other words, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. This morning, if you knew that this was our last day, if you knew it was our last month, if you knew it was the last year, and you were going to do as we heard in Sunday school, we were going to stand before God, how would it change your decisions? How would it change the things that you did? How would it change the places you went? How would it change how you related to people in your life? The Lord does not want us to be living in fear this morning, but He wants us to remember, if the Lord will, I'm going to live. And I want to live each day so that if it were my last, I could stand without shame before the judgment seat of God. So what changes would we make in our life? Is there anything that the Lord has been, and this is not, the Lord's been talking to me too, alright? So this is not supposed to make it put anybody on a guilt trip at all this morning. But can we put the stamp on everything in our life this morning and say, if the Lord will? What the Lord will? What the Lord will. Do you know sometimes we struggle with knowing God's will? Don't we all struggle with that sometimes? I don't know what His will is. But that's not the only struggle we have when we start talking about the Lord's will, is it? Sometimes my struggle is also to do God's will. I know what He wants. I know what He's calling for. I really know what the Lord is asking of me. But Lord, I'm struggling with it. Because frankly, I don't feel like it. Or I just don't want to. Or there's something else that's pulling me a different direction. And so we're faced with a struggle. Are there areas in our life this morning that we can say what the Lord wills? It may be difficult. But I've also found in my own personal struggles that when I come to that place of submission and say, yes, Lord, to His will, what the Lord wills, not what Michael wills, not what my flesh wants, not what's the easiest, but Lord, what You will. There is a place of peace and there is a place of rest that comes with that. And I wonder this morning, how would we face this year differently if all of us made a purpose to the Lord that, Lord, I'm going to do what Your will is? Would we leave here today and make any changes? The Lord does not want us to be overwhelmed. Brother Randy addressed that in Sunday school as well. The Lord does not want us to be overwhelmed, because if we made a list, we might end up with this long list and say, well, this, this, and this, and this. But do you know, generally speaking, there is one or two things that we know the Lord has been talking to us about. I wonder if there's anybody here this morning that would be willing to say, Lord, what You will. I know I've been fighting it. I know I've been struggling with it, but I do know what You want, Lord, and by Your grace, I want to follow through with that. This is the place where you can have a more blessed year this year. You can have a place of peace and victory in areas of life that maybe it just seemed like you'd never get there. But peace comes through submission, saints. Peace comes through yielding to the will of God. And if it were easy, it wouldn't be a struggle, would it? I don't struggle with, I don't know, just think about food. There are some things I don't, Brother Cook used to say frequently, and I still remember it. There are some things he said, I'm not going to get a star in my crown for doing this, because he wanted to do it anyway. If we say, well, I'm going to lay liver aside. I don't get a star in my crown for laying liver aside this morning, because I don't want it. I don't want it. I've tried it. I don't want it. And I've tried over and over and over each time thinking it'll be different. It's not different. And if you like it, Lord bless you. But that see, this is personal now, isn't it? But do you know with spiritual things, there are some things I don't get a star in my crown for giving up. There are some things I don't get a star in my crown this morning for saying I'm not going to go drink alcohol because I don't want it. It's not even a temptation to me. But if it is for you, do you know there's a peace? There's a place that when you submit and say, Lord, I'm really struggling, but Lord, I give this to you because I want to do your will. You get a star in your crown. But that's a place of victory when we submit. The things that we struggle with are the things that are difficult. And it's those areas where we're going to find spiritual growth this morning when we can say, Lord, I give this to you. If the Lord will. So it has to do with providence, but it also has to do with recognizing our dependency on the Lord. That it's not my way. Because it's not in man that walketh to direct his steps, is it? Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, isn't it? But it's when we can get beyond. It is the height of arrogance this morning to think that our will and what we think about something supersedes God's will. It's a height of arrogance when we say, but this is what I want or this is what I think. It's fine to have opinions this morning. But we also need to recognize that, you know what, I may have a desire or will or I have my thoughts and opinions, but I also acknowledge that God's ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And even if I don't understand the reason why, but I understand God's will, Lord, help me to say no to Michael and say, Lord, what you will. Is the Lord talking to anybody this morning? Lord, what you will. Not what I will. Not what I want. And sometimes we carry those things for months and years because we have a will. God created all of us as free moral agents. And we have thoughts, and you all have heard my story, but I'll tell it to you again. When we first moved here, it was actually before we moved, I was headed out towards Nixa on Campbell. Speed limits 55, 60 miles, 55 I think. 55 miles an hour, and there's stoplights. And you have to really watch because you're always faced with the decision when it turns yellow, do I slam on my brakes or do I speed up? Now, most of us speed up. And when I've slammed on the brakes before, that's not real pleasant either. And now they have warning signs telling you if it's going to turn for that very reason. But I remember driving down that road and I was going along and all of a sudden it turned. And I literally think I closed my eyes as I went under the light so I wouldn't see the red. Do you know closing your eyes doesn't change the reality of whether it's green, yellow, or red? This morning, sometimes we know what God's will is. We know. And yet, we don't want to look because we don't want to submit. But saints, the key to victory this morning is in submission. Lord, if the Lord will, what the Lord will, and when the Lord will, I want to say yes. If the Spirit of God is calling for someone here to give something up, when the Lord calls, He will give us the grace to follow through. Because the reason it's a struggle is because it's hard, and the Lord knows that, and He understands that. And He's there to give us the grace and the power of His Spirit to enable us to say, Lord, what You will. As hard as it might be. The Lord may be calling someone to do something. You've been kind of pushing off. You don't almost want to look at it, because when you look at it, you become accountable. So I'd rather just kind of keep busy doing other things so I don't have to be accountable. But we know. We know what the Lord is saying. There may be someone the Lord is burdening to work for Him this morning. There may be someone that the Lord is calling to make a radical change in their life. There may be someone here this morning that has some habits and some things that you've brought into your life that you're not really comfortable with. It might not be sin, but it's not good for you spiritually, and the Lord's been talking to you about it. And maybe you've been putting it off for a long time. Lord, what You will. It's a key to our spiritual victory and success this morning. There comes a time, if we put things off too long, we're going to stop even knowing His will. Do you know that's what deception is? When you put off saying what the Lord will, if the Lord will, when you put it off long enough, you will get content where you're at. You won't even feel the draw. You won't feel guilty. You won't feel condemnation. You won't feel the call of the Spirit. Maybe there's something He's been wanting you to do. This isn't just about giving something up. There may be something that the Lord is calling you to something. If you put it off long enough, I don't experience that anymore. You realize this is where people begin to live lives of deception, because they haven't come to the place that they look at the Lord and say, Lord, what You will. This year, the Lord is looking for some folks to say, Lord, what You will. There's a story that is told of an old Scottish woman many years ago that would sell thread and buttons and shoestrings, and she would just wander the countryside in Scotland, I believe it was. And whenever she would come to a road, she would go house to house, she would come to a road, and she had a stick. And she would throw the stick up in the air. And she would go, when she came to a fork in the road. And she would throw the stick up, and she would just go down whichever road that the stick pointed. She would follow that road. So one day, someone saw her at an intersection, and she kept throwing the stick up in the air. Over and over and over. And they said, why are you doing that? She said, well, I go whichever way the stick points, and I don't want to go to the left. So I'm just waiting till that stick falls to the right. Has anybody here ever done that with God's will? I'm praying about it. I'm praying about it. Not to be unspiritual this morning, but there's a time to quit praying. There's a time to quit throwing the stick. And there's a time to do what God wants you to do. Does that make sense? I'm not saying, okay, Brother Michael said I don't have to pray anymore. No, the prayer changes as, Lord, I didn't want to go to the left. And that's what Your will is. Lord, would You give me grace to go to the left? I'm really not wanting to, but Lord, I want to do Your will, so I need some help here now. That's where the prayer is. But the reality is that too many times we can pray ourselves right outside of God's will, because we know what His will is. When we know what the will of God is, our prayer needs to start changing, saints. You pray long enough for the same thing when you already know what God's will is, you're going to lose your sensitivity to the dealings of the Spirit of God. Because we know. So, Lord, what Your will is, we can frustrate the will of God. We have feelings and we have emotions, and we can have the I don't want to's, and we can start getting a little bit of hardness of heart. But when we start leaving God's will out of our life is where we're going to start getting in trouble. Not going to take the time to read it this morning, but in the 12th chapter of Luke, a very familiar passage, Very familiar passage of Scripture where the rich man said, I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build bigger barns, and I'm going to bestow all my fruits and goods because I've been so successful. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, thou fool. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. You know that the problem was not that that rich man had plans to build bigger barns. If you have plans to build a house, a business, buy a new car, that might be okay. But can you say, Lord, if you will? I don't want my barns to get in the way of doing God's will. I don't want to let my feelings of what the Lord's calling me to do. It makes me feel bad. That's speaking very fleshly, isn't it? It makes me feel. But it makes me feel bad when I hear people say, oh, I would never do that. We're talking about things in the work of God. I would never do that. Well, why not? If the Lord will, would you do it? There may be something in the flesh that you don't, but if the Lord will, would you come to a place that you'd say, Lord, I'll do that because that's what you're asking of me. In all of our plans this year, let's not leave God out of it. And if you cannot follow through, and I want to speak real specifically to each one of us to examine our own life. If you cannot follow through this year in your plans, in every decision you say what the Lord wills, you need to change your plans. We need to change our decisions if we can't say what the Lord will. Say, well, I want to do it. That's all right. But what about the Lord's will? There's going to come a day that we too will stand before God. And I don't want to be called out into eternity having put my will over the will of God. God's will hurts sometimes, but I want to tell you something. God's will brings victory. God's will brings peace. God's will brings freedom. God's will brings eternal life. So what are we going to choose? I have my plans and my purposes, but Lord willing. Do you know what God's will is this morning? Do you remember in Matthew 26 and where Jesus knew that the cross was ahead of him? And he prayed, and it said he went a little bit further and he said, oh Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. That was Jesus' flesh saying, I really don't want to do this in the flesh. But Lord, Father, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not as I will. I don't know what decisions you all are facing this year. I don't know what things that you have brought into your life. I don't know the places that you struggle. But can we say, not my will, but your will? Isn't it interesting how the Spirit of God doesn't just bring so many things to our mind? One or two things come into your mind this morning. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. If you don't feel overwhelmed by it, you might not like it, but you know it doesn't overwhelm, does it? It's like, yeah, I know. I know. What are we going to do with what we know this morning? What you will, Lord. And if it be possible, Lord, could you change it? But Lord, if not, I'm going to pray again. But I'm not going to pray about the cross because I know the cross is there. But what I want to pray then is, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Submission brings peace. Remember, and I believe I related this years ago, there was a man that was out possum hunting here in Missouri. And there was a place where he was hunting that there were lots of old mine shafts. Some of them were just 6 and 10 feet deep. But some of them were 100 feet deep. And if you fell in one, you'd kill yourself. You'd die. And he was out hunting and he fell into a shaft. He fell into a hole. And as he fell, he was able to grab hold on the edge of that. He was able to grab hold of the edge, and he was just hanging there. And he knew that possibly death waited, and he yelled for help and screamed and hollered, and nobody came until he couldn't hold on anymore. And finally, he let loose, and he dropped 6 inches, and his feet were on the ground. Point being is that the devil makes submitting to God's will look really hard. Because sometimes it is. But the reality is when we let go to our will, when we let go to our feelings and our plans and what we want and say, Lord, I'm just going to surrender. I'm going to submit to you. When we do that, we're going to find our feet on solid footing. Sometimes we're struggling, and sometimes we just need to relax and say, Lord, I submit to your will. I'm just going to quit fighting it. I'm going to quit struggling. I'm going to quit trying to ignore it, and I'm going to say, yes, Lord. This morning, God has great grace for us. The Lord wants to prove his perfect an acceptable will of God in our life this year. This year, can we say, if the Lord will? I don't want to leave the Lord out of my plans. I want to say, if the Lord will, and I want to mean it. And if I know the Lord's not willing, I want to quit saying, if the Lord will, and I want to change my plans if I can't say, if the Lord will. And if I know already something that the Lord has put his finger on in my life, can I say what the Lord will? In all that we do this morning, let's do it to the glory of God. If we were to do what the Lord willed, how would our life change today? How would it change tomorrow or this week? The Lord has grace for us to do according to his will. Amen.